Hi, this is Joe Levine with a podcast for Chapter 6, Human Ecology. These days, anytime a hurricane hits a major city, newspapers and news programs overflow with headlines about global warming. But if you actually try and learn anything about the science of global warming from the stories beyond those headlines, what you find is a mess. A big part of the problem actually has very little to do with the science itself. Some powerful public figures choose to ignore or even deny the overwhelming scientific consensus on global warming, and the media don't help matters. Scientists who agree that global warming is happening outnumber those who disagree by more than 10 to 1, yet news stories typically give equal time to both sides of this so-called debate. Most quote one point of view, then an opposing point of view, and then say something like, "Now isn't that confusing? Eggheads disagree." And now, for our next story. The result, not surprisingly, is that a lot of folks are left scratching their heads. Now, I don't want to give the impression that the science itself is crystal clear. Global warming is a very complicated problem. There are lots of different things happening, all at the same time. Researchers need to consider all those global wind patterns, all those ocean currents, and all those nutrient cycles you learned about earlier in this unit. And there's a lot more involved, too. Including a whole bunch of physics we haven't even mentioned. Clouds and dust can either retain heat or reflect sunlight back out into space. There are computer models involved. So it's a lot harder to tell if the Earth is getting warmer than it is to guess the temperature of your bedroom. What's more, warming is being studied by researchers ranging from climatologists to behavioral ecologists. Each field has its own things to study and its own ways to measure change. Climatologists study land and sea surface temperatures, along with air temperatures from close to the ground to the upper limits of the atmosphere. Biologists tend to focus on what living things are doing. Now, I can't speak for climatologists because I'm not one myself. I can't even speak for physical oceanographers. But I can tell you what biologists see when they look at the living world. So I'll focus in on the kind of data that has convinced almost all biologists that global warming is real. Our story begins in Arizona's Chiricahua Mountains, where biologist Jerem Brown has been watching Mexican jays build nests and raise young for 31 years. Each year, Brown records the date on which female jays lay their first eggs. When those eggs hatch, he scrambles up tall pines to band every one of those chicks. And throughout his study, Brown keeps detailed records of environmental conditions around the clock. His data reveal a curious trend. Every spring, these jays have been laying their eggs a little bit earlier. The first clutch of 1998 was laid 10 days earlier than the first clutch of 1971. Why might that be happening? Biologists have known for many years that many organisms, including birds, time their activities to seasonal changes in temperature. This background makes it possible to form and test hypotheses about climate change related to these data. If Mexican jays' nesting behavior is related to temperature during the changeover from winter to spring, how would they respond if average temperatures rise? Well, they would breed earlier, which is precisely what they seem to be doing. So, to test the hypothesis that these changes were related to temperature, Brown checked his temperature records. It turns out the daytime temperatures in the jays' habitat have not gotten any hotter over the study period. Well then, you might say, that sure disproves the warming hypothesis, doesn't it? Not quite. Why? Because it isn't the whole story. Remember that Brown recorded temperatures around the clock, and although daytime temperatures weren't rising, nighttime temperatures were. In fact, nighttime temperatures rose so much that average daily minimum temperatures in his study area rose 2.7 degrees Celsius in just 27 years. Now, you might wonder why warmer temperatures at night would encourage earlier breeding. For a start, warmer nights enable birds to conserve energy during early spring. That's because on cold nights, birds can burn off as much as 10% of their body weight just to stay warm. That energy savings enables birds to accumulate more body mass, building up the energy reserves needed for reproduction sooner. And don't forget that these birds are part of a food web whose other members also respond to temperature change. Warmer nights cause plants to begin growing sooner. Warmer nights also encourage insects on which jays feed to become active earlier. And that provides calories and protein that jumpstart females in the energy-intensive production of eggs. Now, taken by itself, this research only says that this particular species of bird, in this particular place, over these particular years, is acting as though its local environment were getting warmer. No single study like this could ever convince biologists that global warming is occurring. But it turns out that Brown's work is just one of many studies being carried out on land and underwater, everywhere from the poles to the tropics. These studies cover a wide range of plants and animals, and they all come to the same conclusions. 2 years ago, a paper in Nature magazine examined 143 studies on a wide range of species. Grasses, dandelions and elm trees, newts and toads, butterflies and aphids, puffins and snow geese, and many more. Every single one of those studies showed changes that were most likely caused by global warming. To ecologists, each of these studies is a piece in a puzzle. Fitted together, the picture emerging is clear. Earth is getting warmer. What do these warming-caused changes mean for the species involved? What do they mean for humans? And what would such changes mean for human society if they continue over decades to come? Honestly, we still don't know. Ecologists and others are struggling to answer these questions, which concern nothing less than the future of life on our planet.